Multitasking. A house fanfic by Highlander 2, read by Soap and Isba. The pairing is Cameron House in a DS relationship. The rating is NC-17 with sex toys and double penetration. "Come here, princess," House called from his comfortable, reclined position on the couch. Cameron had thought he would be watching television all night, and she could spend some time cleaning out her inbox, maybe playing a little solitaire, or spending some time organizing her section of the closet. Those plans were now a distant memory. She padded lightly on her bare feet down the hallway, then around the couch. She lowered herself to her knees on the floor in front of him. "Yes, master." "I have a present," he said flatly. Without changing position, she asked, "You bought me a present?" He put the remote control for the television aside as he sat up, feet on either side of her softly curved hips. "No, I said I have a present." Cameron watched him reach beside the couch to collect his present. What he came up with was interesting, to say the least. Her mouth dropped open slightly to ask, "How is that a present for you?" But her mind worked just fast enough to keep the question locked in her lungs. If she asked that question, the answer could be more than she'd bargained for. The item in question was a rubber ball with a dildo of significant size attached to it. He was smiling as he held it in front of her. He liked her reaction to it. In answer to her unspoken question, he said, "Put it on the floor. Sit on it." Still confused about how exactly this was a present for him, Cameron took the ball, placed it on the floor, and knelt over it, sliding the silicone cock into her pussy. It was warm and hard and longer than she'd expected. No way was this a present for him. "Good girl," he told her, and brushed his fingers through her hair to draw her toward his lap. "Now, you know what I like." She licked her lips, then sank her top teeth into her lower lip while she unfastened his belt, followed by his jeans. He lifted his hips a bit so she could tug the denim down over his hips. Her fingers walked their way, slowly, up his thighs. Then one hand curled around his cock, stroked him a few times, then held him in place as she brought her mouth forward to take him between her lips. He sighed and shifted his hips into a more comfortable angle. Cameron knew this game better than any other, and she knew he loved how she played it. Fingers in on it, teeth got a turn at just the right moment, and her tongue was never far from the action either. Then he changed the rules on her. "Bounce, princess." Bounce? What the hell did he mean by... Oh, the toy under her hips. Bounce, right, on the ball. A push with her thighs, and she was lifting and lowering herself on the toy while she sucked him off. This was taking far more concentration than she figured she had. But then, just when she thought she had the bouncing and sucking coordinated, he changed the damn rules again. She heard a click nearby, and her brain didn't piece together the sound and the meaning until the slick dildo inside her started vibrating. She squealed in surprise, the sound muffled by his cock in her mouth, and nearly jumped off the ball altogether. Not only could she hear House chuckling, she could feel it too as his hips shook against the couch. "Bounce, princess," he repeated. Cameron hadn't realized she'd stopped bouncing, though in all of the distraction of the added vibration, she was sure it was a possibility. Vibrations, bouncing, and sucking all at the same time? How was she supposed to manage that? Apparently House had faith in her, because while he was teasing the vibration control up and down the dial, he was brushing his fingers in her hair, softly encouraging her in her efforts to please him. She would. She could do this. Multitasking. A weird, sexualized version of multitasking, but multitasking nonetheless. She took a deep breath, refocused herself, then began to bounce, slowly. A moment later, she added the teasing of her tongue to his cock, then sucking him between her lips again, toying with him the way she knew he liked. House grunted from deep in his chest. "Yes, that's my girl." Cameron was still sure this present wasn't nearly as much for him as he'd claimed. The end.